Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you have teenagers, you have probably noticed that it often sounds like they are speaking a different language. And as Suzanne Wagner, assistant professor of linguistics at Michigan State University, explains, teenagers' use of non-standard English says something about how they view their future.
Although the English language has undergone many changes through the centuries, some of its features have actually stayed the same. One of these is the pronunciation of a final ing ending as in Dunkin' Donuts or finger lickin' good. The in pronunciation has existed in the language since Old English, but even though it's popularly reviled as G-dropping. Studies show that G-dropping is most frequent in the speech of the least educated, and listeners hear it as low class and lazy. So why do unpopular linguistic phenomena like G-dropping survive? And now that a college education is becoming the norm in America, does this mean the end for G-dropping? I've been recording informal interviews with some young American women since they were in high school, and they're now in their mid-20s. They grew up in a neighborhood where G-dropping is very common.
He was over there helping redo this room because her boyfriend's mom's boyfriend was moving in and they had to fix a room up for him. Right. And they were painting the ceiling and stuff.
All of these women went to college, but none of them stopped G-dropping. The women who went to prestigious colleges that draw students from across the nation did decrease their use of in. But the women who went to local colleges continued to use the in pronunciation at a high rate. This effect of college choice was even stronger than the effect of the women's social class background. So mixing with students from all over America increases the social pressure to use more standard speech. The social pressure isn't as strong at a local college, even though you're getting the same academic qualification. So G-dropping probably isn't going to go away, even though the nation is becoming more educated. And that's because G-dropping, like double negation and many other features of non-standard speech, is also a marker of local identity, sincerity, and being down to earth.
That was Suzanne Wagner of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.